You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
From Edie, Santa Monica, California, known as Lottie Da, regarding ending auctions early.
Yes.
Griff mentioned that there is a charge for ending an auction early. Does that apply to ending an auction early but selling to the current bidder? I only do this on hard-to-sell items that have no other prospects or watchers.
So I believe it's only if you cancel all the bids. So if you don't cancel the bids, then you end it early, then that's a sale. So, and you can, and I want to end my listing early. So if you go to the customer support link, you should see... No, that's not it. Go to customer support and say ending auction. Let's see if that does it. Because I want to see, I want people to ending a listing early. That's not what I want. Oh, here it is. Okay. Yeah, that is. So there's a whole page on the customer support website on eBay. If you just go to, if you click customer support and then type in, end auction early, it'll give you the link to get to the page, which will explain when you can and when you can't end a listing and where there might be fees. And the fee says ending an auction style listing early once if it has received a bid can lead to a disappointed and or ending an auction listing early once it has a bid can be, lead to frustrated blah blah blah. Okay, yeah. So you may be charged a fee if you end a listing early. This fee is equal to the final value fee you would have paid if the listing had ended on its own and sold for the highest bid received when you ended the listing. The fee is charged if you cancel bids and end the auction early. So if you cancel the bids and it ends without a buyer, that's when the fee can get charged. This fee isn't charged if you end an auction-style listing early and sell it to the high bidder. In this case, final value fees apply. The fee doesn't apply to listings in real estate, eBay Motors, vehicle categories, or the classified selling format. Because we understand that sometimes it may be necessary to end a listing early, you won't be charged a fee for the first auction-style listing you end early per calendar year, January 1st to December 31st. And those are for listings where there would have been a fee. So you get one per candle. You get one allowance per calendar year.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry that took so long to get out.
From Ed in Western New York, known on eBay as Ed's E-Threads.
Yes.
Are current events in Israel going to affect delivery of packages to that country with the recent FAA ban on flights there? I think they rescinded that ban, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't think it was. I think it was short term.
Yeah, I think
I don't know if it's still in effect.
Just a day or two.
It would be, yes. It would affect shipping. Yes, obviously they can't get into the country.
Right? Yeah, but I think they rescinded the ban.
Yeah,
but you have to check, Ed, because as you know, politics of the world change every single second lately.
God, you think they were eBay with how often they change?
Ooh, I'll tell you, every day we get up, it's some new thing, isn't it?
Well, it is and it isn't.
Yes and no, but still, it just seems like there's so much right now, Griff. Anyway, yeah. Charmaine from Moseni, Wisconsin, known on eBay as Barefoot Auctions 09, sent us an email. Lee, I just purchased a female mannequin from the clothing stores Coldwater Creek.
Yes.
These started at $150. They are now 80% off. I think I paid $37.50.
Yes.
Check for any stores that are closing. Mine has removable arms. It's great. And those are the ones you told us about.
I posted about that on Facebook last week when I was at the mall, at Valley Fair Mall in San Jose. Their Coldwater Creek store, of course, they're all closing. The business is closing. And they were selling all the fixtures, and they have only female mannequins, but they're good quality mannequins, and they're selling them for $37 and change. And you'd be a fool if you're not located next to.
Yeah, there are two of them in my area. I'm going to go.
Yeah, you should. Well,
right away. If
you better go now.
I'm going to call.
You should, You should actually leave right now, and I'll
okay,
do the
show. Okay,
goodbye. All right, see you later, Lee.
Okay, bye.
Well, now that she's gone. Okay, now we can have some real fun. Oh, good. It's always mama's doing this and mama's doing that. Anyway, yeah, you really do, Lee. Lee, I was kidding. Did she leave? John, tell her.
I'm here.
Take her car keys.
I'm here.
I was getting nervous. I can't do this show alone.
Yes, you can. Just keep reading.
I get scared. I can't even read. You know I can't read. You know I'm lyxdexic.
So there are two stores in my area. I'm definitely going to call them as soon as the show
absolutely.
Is over.
Absolutely.
To get those mannequins.
I said, well, I don't sell women's clothing. And I thought, well, you're a stupid fool because you just might.
You could.
Yeah. So if there's any, I don't know if there's any left at the store. If I'll go back and... I'm so single-minded right now about straightening out that garage. It's a project that must be finished. So that's on my mind.
Yes, and it's usually people who have the disease of perfectionism that never clean it totally. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They just leave it to, you know, at the end, you get it almost done.
Well, you're strumming my pain with your fingers.
I know.
You're killing me softly with your words.
It's true. You never finish it. So you need to finish this time, baby.
I'll try better, Mommy, I promise.
Yes.
You know what's amazing to me is that this is a 45th anniversary of 1969, right?
Yeah. Right.
It was a big year, and I'm not hearing much about it. It was we landed on the moon, we had Woodstock, we had the Tate LaBianca murders and discovered who Charles Manson was.
Melissa was born.
There's a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that she was born, not that she was a big thing. Was she a big thing when she was born?
She was a tiny little precious little tiny thing.
Oh, a little sweet pea.
Yeah, half Puerto Rican, so she had all this curly hair, and the nurses came in and said, oh my God, this baby is so beautiful. She had all this curly, you know, they're not usually born with a bunch of curls. She was.
I was.
And
really? I was.
Really?
I had shoulder length hair. I came out with lipstick.
With eye makeup.
Yeah, right.
I get it. Okay. No, but you're right. 1969 was a pivotal year for a lot of people.
I'm just not hearing anything. But do we have to wait for the 50th anniversary, I guess?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Yes, I watched the moon landing while I was pregnant with Melissa.
I watched it while I was bussing tables at Bob White's Italian restaurant in North Andover. Bussing tables and doing the dishes.
Oh. Well,
it was a great life.
It really, but you're right. I haven't heard much about it. What about on eBay?
Well, so I don't.
Let me put in Woodstock.
Yeah. I mean, see if there's. Because that's coming up. First week of August, I believe.
Woodstock. Woodstock. 3 days of peace and music. Well, they've got a lot of posters. There are 33,126 results for Woodstock.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe the people are getting... Wow, that's a lot. Jeez. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, it was a time, wasn't it?
It was a wonderful time.
Yeah, I would have liked to have gone, but no, I'm glad I didn't. We got stuck on the highway.
I heard that story. You were on your way.
I'm griffing.
You were on your way. That's all right. A lot of people haven't heard it.
Got stuck. The way there.
Meanwhile, we got an email.
Yes.
From Dino in Hanson, Missouri, known on eBay as Dino 1972 Stuff, STUFF.
Yeah.
Griff, is it okay to sell cigarettes, cigar coupons if they are expired and I put it in my description?
You mean?
If they're expired.
I don't know what you mean.
Maybe he's selling them as a...
As collectibles?
As collectibles, maybe. Okay, so he's Dino 1972 Stuff.
I can't see why not. There's 773 of them right now on eBay. I don't think the coupons are prohibited. It's not like you're selling the cigarettes, you're selling the coupons. Then you can go buy as many cigarettes as you want with the coupons and knock yourself out. But they're okay.
What? So is this guy a Dean Martin fan?
Why? What's it say?
More items related to Dino. sealed the corduroy Dino LP. He's known as Dino on eBay, but he's selling Dino stuff. I don't know. Interesting. Betty. Mm. So you don't see anything wrong with it at this point?
Not yet, no. No, I'm not seeing it.
Hmm.
Let me see what it says on the prohibited in tobacco. Here we go. What are the guidelines? Tobacco collectible packaging. No, tobacco allowed. No, there's nothing about coupons here. So you're okay.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah,
I can't see anything about coupons.
So it's time to check out our events calendar. Well, we're going to, the music's going to start.
Yeah, we'll do it when we come back.
Yeah. We have a wonderful seller events calendar. It's under the seller resources tab in the eBay Radio archives. Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue archives on demand button, and you'll find the seller events calendar.
Groovy.
We're going to read it in just a minute.
This open phone segment was brought to you by your good friends at Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Coming up, today's very last segment, when we return with more of eBay Radio.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 271.
eBayers gathered at Bally's in Las Vegas for the 2014 eBay Radio Party and Conference. During a live broadcast of eBay Radio, they lined up at the microphone to give us a tip or two.
My name is Marianne. My ID is Merritt142, and I'm sort of new to eBay. But my tip is, if you have not joined an eBay meetup, to absolutely do that, because I belong to one in Tucson, Arizona, and it's organized by Sally Milo of Milo Design.
Oh, yeah.
Co-organizer Amy Warren. And it's fabulous. I've met an incredible group of people, motivating, encouraging.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's final segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. You want to talk about our events calendar?
I do. And to remind you once again, it's on our archive site. So what you do is you go to ebayradio.com and click the big blue archives on demand button. And then you'll find the seller events calendar under seller resources. There's a link for seller resources. You hover and then you click on the event calendar and the whole calendar comes up. So what we have going, so, and if you want to be a part of the calendar, over to the right-hand side, the last tab says submit a seller event.
Yeah.
Submit your event and we'll read it, won't we, Griffola?
We will read it out loud.
Yes, we will. For instance, this Friday, which is, oh my God, August 1st already, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup is going on. You know our friend Tom Sutton is the organizer of that. And it is from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Eaton Park Restaurant, 245 East Waterfront Drive in Homestead, Pennsylvania. The cost is zero. So if you'd like to learn more, just come on our archive site and click on that. It opens up and it even gives you a link to get in touch with Tom.
It does.
So that's good. Now, the following week, on Wednesday, the 6th of August, is the Houston Area Online Sellers Meetup. And they're going to talk about time management and inventory storage.
Mm.
That's too good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The organizer is Bren Osborne. Again, that's Wednesday, August 6th, 2014, at 7 p.m. And it's at Spaghetti Warehouse, 901 Commerce Street in Houston, upstairs. Topics of discussion, time management and organizing your inventory storage. No cost for meeting, but please bring money for dinner.
Money.
Well, it would be awful if somebody showed up with no money and
everybody was eating it.
And then on the 12th of August, the Villages, Florida, eBay, our good friend Bobby, that's her group. We'll be talking about that next week. There's a group in Raleigh that's meeting that's called us, and of course, SoCal e-commerce sellers group. So if you want your event to be on our calendar, please click on that submit a seller event and we'll be happy to read it over the air.
So I made an error here.
You made an error?
Yeah, there's some restrictions. I forgot to, there's a link for tobacco coupons. Somebody posted on the chat board to make it. So they're restricted. They can be listed, but you have to make sure your listing follows the guidelines in our manufacturer's coupons policy. So what it does is, it's not that they're tobacco, but there are restrictions about how you can list any coupon. So make sure that your coupons follow the policy that's called the manufacturer's coupons policy. So focusing in on the fact that they're tobacco, that's okay for tobacco products, but there are guidelines. For example, multi-quantity listings, you can't sell more than 25 coupons in a single listing, and coupons for free products are not allowed. Electronic scanned coupons are not allowed. They have to be physical. Coupons for recalled items aren't allowed. And coupon inserts containing numerous coupons found in the Sunday paper or delivered with your mail door to door, those aren't allowed. If his coupons meet those guidelines, then they're fine. Thanks for posting that extra information that I missed, which is not unusual. I miss a lot of stuff.
Ed says, I sent in a question, thought it was a good one.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is I just sold an item to Israel. Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah, we answered
yes,
it. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
so
right.
You want to make sure that because we're on a delay. So we did answer the question. But yeah, we as long as there's planes landing, we believe, we could be wrong, that was lifted.
That Israel will be okay.
Yeah, then you're fine. Well, another day, another week, another Tuesday flies away into the horizon.
It does. And we're going to be live again, on Thursday.
Yes, I can't wait. In the meantime, I want to tell you that this particular segment, as lovely as it was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We'll talk about a lot of things on Thursday. Remember, when you call in on Thursday or when you listen on Thursday, it's all call-in. So you can either call in your question or your comment, or you can send it to the Contact Us link in the on the player page, as Lee repeats over and over.
Yes,
and
you are the guest on Thursday.
You are the guest.
We have no guests. You are the guest.
Be our guest. Be our guest. And we'll do the rest.
That's right.
Well, I'm actually busy this week working on my garage and the updates for the education specialist content.
Yeah, well, we're trying to learn photography.
And you're trying to learn photography.
Yes, we are. So we're busy every night.
Well, soon those videos will be coming out, so I think those will help you.
Yeah, that'll help us, I know.
I hope they help you. I mean, I don't know, maybe they won't.
Yeah, we got one of these little light boxes. It shows the seams in the back. John figured out a fix for it. He's like a MacGyver, so, you know, he's real. Yeah, he is. He's like the MacGyver of everything.
MacGruber.
And so he, you know, he's been figuring out ways to do it, but
well, he'll be fine.
Been taking us a lot of time.
It's a never-ending journey of improvement when you're taking photographs of items to sell. You always learn something new. I am nowhere near finished learning new tricks when it comes to taking pictures. So although I'm happy to impart what knowledge I have.
Oh, yours are gorgeous. Yours are perfect.
Yeah, but my knowledge is not definitive.
But it's perfect.
I mean,
why would anybody want a better picture than what you've got in your store? I want to know.
Well, because you should always strive to be better. You should always strive to be best.
They're perfect.
Anyway, we'll see you again on Thursday.
Police your area.
Police it. July 31st. We'll be here with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee from 11 to 1 p.m. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs. Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.